Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
A very pleasant afternoon to everyone. My name is Charmaine. Welcome to the Way of Life program. I believe it is God's desire to have the Holy Spirit's ability released through His children. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in John 7:38-39, that the Holy Spirit must be allowed to express Himself through every believer in Jesus Christ, must be allowed to express Himself as rivers of living water. So John 7:38-39 reads, "Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." In verse 39, when he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. But now, Jesus has entered into his glory, and the Holy Spirit has been given to all who believed in him. Acts 2:22-33, God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this, says Apostle Peter. Now he is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven at God's right hand, and the Father, as he had promised, gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today. Therefore, every believer in Jesus Christ has received the Holy Spirit. It's time for us to allow Him to express Himself to us. He expresses Himself in this way, in Galatians 5:22-23, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." This is the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, who we are to express, whom we are to imitate, who we are to present and represent in our daily life. This is what people must experience when they come into our space. This is His nature: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He also expresses Himself in these, 1 Corinthians 12:8-11. "To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have." All of what we have just read are expressions of the Holy Spirit, whom every believer in Jesus Christ has received. When the Holy Spirit is allowed to express Himself, God will be glorified and people will be helped. And we allow Him to express Himself by we allowing ourselves to be influenced. Every area of our lives, every thought, every word, our behavior, to be influenced and governed by the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of truth, and He will lead and guide us into all truth. So I say to every believer in Jesus Christ, let the living water of the Holy Spirit flow from us like rivers. Let's receive all that the Holy Spirit has given to us for others and release it to them. In other words, let us give to the body of Christ what the Holy Spirit has given to us to give to them. They are His gifts, and we are His temple, and it is His life we are living, not ours. Nothing belongs to us. May we continue to yield to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit and surrender to His desires. You can listen to this and any other episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net. Click on the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access the programs. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.